This is Cook County Middle School News. Yeah! Hi, I'm Erica Ternis. I'm the data coordinator for Cook County Schools. So I schedule and supervise all of the standardized tests in the district. Now that it's April, the mandatory statewide tests are coming up for grades 3-8 and high school. Today, I want to specifically talk about middle school testing. All the middle schoolers have to take a reading test and a math test, and the eighth graders take a science test. All students in Minnesota take these tests. It's the way that Minnesota fulfills the No Child Left Behind Act. So the state Department of Education uses the results from these tests statewide to develop standards and develop curricula programs so that they can make sure that Minnesota students are learning along with their peers nationwide. For a lot of people, testing is kind of a controversial subject. A lot of people remember the standardized tests that they took when they were kids, and they were boring and didn't necessarily seem like they had a point. But today's tests are much more specific than tests that previous students have taken. Not only can these tests tell us which students or which grades or which classes are struggling with a particular subject overall, but we can actually drill down and see what particular aspect of that subject any given students are struggling with. So we can make decisions about individual students and also about classes. If everyone in a class had a hard time with one particular kind of concept, we can say, oh, we must have a hole in our curriculum. We need to do a better job of reviewing this particular concept. So for example, on the reading test, it doesn't just test reading generally. It tests literature, which is how well a student knows how a story works, what the structure of a story is, what are different types of literature. And then there's also comprehension, which is how well a student is understanding what they're reading. And there's also a section called vocabulary expansion, which is actually measuring both how well a student is doing on their vocabulary currently, and also how well they're able to take context cues and figure out new words. So a proficient student is one who meets standards in all of those areas. Parents, you can do a lot to help your child succeed on these tests by, number one, having a positive attitude, helping your children understand the importance of these tests, both for their own development and for the state, and practical things like making sure your kids get plenty of sleep the night before the test and have a good breakfast when they wake up in the morning. There was a recent study that actually showed that just 20 minutes of extra sleep can significantly boost kids' test scores. To learn more about these tests and how you can help your children succeed, go to the State Department of Education website, which is education.state.mn.us. There is a whole section of the website devoted to information for parents. And you can access data about how students do statewide and how our school in particular is doing. You can see more information about how the tests are structured and how you can help your child, and even access practice exercises that you can do with your child. Middle school standardized tests are scheduled for April 16th and 17th for the math tests for middle schoolers. The reading tests will take place April 23rd and 24th. And then the science tests will take place the last week of April, so April 29th through May 3rd. Please take some extra time in the next couple of weeks to read with your child, help them with their homework, and make sure that they're getting enough sleep and feeling good on the days of the test. Our staff and faculty work every day to make sure that your kids are doing the very best that they can. But you as parents are still vital to our efforts. We can't do it without parent support. Thanks for listening to Cook County Middle School News.